When you talk to Manuel Medlock, you can tell he's a scholar, maybe like a psychologist or a therapist or something.
But if you are emotionally unregulated, then you can't survive some of the tests that life gives. So we tap into childhood trauma and we try to...
Medlock has a master's degree from North Park Theological Seminary. He's a teacher and he helps develop curriculum.
We got together with the administration to provide certain classes like parenting, trauma, conflict transformation, healing.
Medlock's students are doing time at Illinois River Correctional Center in Central Illinois. He's also been locked up himself for 26 years, and he's got another 24 years to go. We ran into him at a recent graduation ceremony that was held in the prison's gym. It was the culmination of this extraordinary program that we heard about, where people with long prison sentences are using the education they received in prison to teach other people inside. And it's changing the culture of the prison. Willie McGee is one of the graduates. Looking around the gym at his peers in the program, he's excited, but also a little frustrated that so many of these people are not gonna be released anytime soon.
All you have to do is just pay attention. It's rehabilitation around here everywhere you look. And it may be some guys that slip through the cracks who maybe not have done their part, but just look and pay attention. That's all people have to do, just pay attention. It's not just looking as numbers on a piece of paper.
Welcome to Prison Cast from WBEZ Chicago and Illinois Public Radio. I'm your host, Erin Allen. This is a statewide radio show for incarcerated people and their loved ones. It's being heard in prisons and jails all over Illinois right now. And the whole point of Prison Cast is to connect you all on the inside with you on the outside. We air interviews and investigations requested by our listeners, and we play requests for songs and sounds from the outside world. Here's one we got from Dixon Prison that took us to Busch Stadium, home of the St. Louis Cardinals. If you have a loved one who's locked up, we hope you can share this listening experience together, even though you're apart. For everybody else, we invite you to take this glimpse inside of the Illinois prison system, a world that is designed to be invisible. Let's kick this hour off with some music. This request comes from D at Big Muddy River Prison. It's Bad Mama Jamma by Carl Carlton.
She's
still,
she's still,
she's
still,
she's
still,
she's still,
shown a bit of tension. She's pouring in motion, beautiful sight to see. I get so excited, you know that of me. She's still good,
she's
still, oh, she's still got all the colors.
That was Bad Mama Jamma by Carl Carlton, requested by D inside Big Muddy River Correctional Center. Now, we're going to play another sound from the outside world that somebody in prison told us they miss. We got a letter from Scott at Sheridan Prison requesting the sound of a hockey game at a local ice arena. This summer, prison cast producer Lauren Frost traveled to a little lake up near the Illinois-Wisconsin border. Scott grew up playing hockey on this lake and at ice rinks across the region. He writes, quote, "I never fit in at school, and like most families, we had some tough times at home. The ice rink was a sanctuary, a reprieve. It was a place where I felt valued. I was a goalie, and every time I would make a save, I'd hear my dad yell, 'Scotty!' It was our place." Across the road from the lake, that's where Scott's mom and dad live.
Yes.
Their home is full of photos, hockey memorabilia, and an old VHS tape that has just the sound we're looking for.
Why isn't it going on?
It's on. Scott Power.
Oh, there okay. You go. There we go.
There's Ruzic. He moves in. He's got Vlach with him. He looks over one time. Oh, what a save by Sanders.
Good save by Scott Sanders.
Probably the best play of the game right there. We should have a replay of that one.
I'm John Sanders. Scott Sanders' father.
I'm Carrie Sanders. I'm Scott's mom.
Real nice pass from Ruzic out of the corner.
We went in the pro shop, and they had a mini hockey stick, and he had to have it. And we got a magic marker and we wrote on it, "Hot Shot Scott." And he had to sleep with that stick for at least a year.
Good save by Scott Sanders.
The young man who took that one-time shot.
My absolute favorite memory of Scotty and that hockey stick, he was sleeping next to me on the couch. Middle of the night, I wake up and my kid's not there. I jump up and I'm freaking out. What's that noise coming from the kitchen? Where's Scotty? I run into the kitchen. He was able to, with his hockey stick, flip the light switch on. He emptied the dog dish of the kibble and he shooting goals all over the kitchen. And I was so mad, but so proud. Yeah, he was shooting the dog food, 2 years old. He knew how to flip the light switch on with the stick, and he emptied the dog dish, and he had a lot of hockey pucks. He was a happy kid.
The Oaklawn Saints 1 and the Zion Adams 0.
And that'll do it for the power play. We're back at even strength.
To be goalie, first thing is mental fortitude. You're not scoring any goals. You're only letting goals in. Biggest thing is you have to be able to fail and forget about it. Because if you don't forget about it, there's going to be two or three going in right after you. And so I think that was Scott's strongest strength.
I also think that he brought the team together. He was always the first one in the locker room, always.
Yeah.
And I think that he rallied the troops.
Good save by
excellent
Sanders.
Save. Scott Sanders keeping his team in this game. Nice glove snag.
The day he got arrested could have been the lowest day of my life. I saw it coming. He was drug addicted for many years. He was homeless, on and off homeless. We never, ever enabled him one time in his life. I even went 1 year without talking to him, my beloved son. All the sleepless nights, and he went to jail several times. Those are the only times I ever got sleep. I knew he was safe. He would cry to me, Dad, he says, these drugs, they've modified my brain. And I just thought his brain was gone. But then after a little bit over a year, all of a sudden, we started noticing definite changes. All of a sudden, he's taken accountability for what he's done. And the smart, funny, brilliant kid that I grew up with was coming back.
What he's done the last 6 years while being incarcerated is amazing.
Sanders, somehow he makes another save. Boy, this kid is just, he's got arms and legs and Rob tentacles and everything's flying out there. Let's take it back quite a bit, Rob. I want to see that last sequence. I don't know how he made that first save. I'd like to see that one.
Scotty, I've lived a hell of a journey with you, and I'm so proud of your accomplishments, where you've come from, where you're at today. Can't wait to see your future, and I love you, son. Future's bright.
I love you so much, Scott. I am so grateful and honored that I'm your mom. And I'm not a crier, but I'm going to cry right now. So your room is ready for you, and I can't wait until you're in it.
1-2. The third one off the side, and there's the fourth save. Now there's the fifth one. Shot taken for, oh boy, a one-time chance off the corner, and Sanders spread the pad that way out in front. Now another shot taken right through the crease, off the post.
The sounds of a hockey game, requested by Scott at Sheridan Prison, featuring Scott's parents and some amazing saves by Scott himself. That piece was produced by Lauren Frost. There is a lot more coming up on Prison Cast from WBEZ Chicago and Illinois Public Radio. Still ahead, we're going to answer your questions about accessing education through your prison tablets. Plus, we opened up our phone lines so people outside prison could share messages with their loved ones behind bars. Throughout today's show, you're going to hear those voicemails, connecting families and friends through the radio, like this one.
Hi, my name is Crystal, and this message is for my brother, Gene, who's at Jacksonville Correctional Center. I just wanted to shout out and say, hey, I'm thinking about you. And remember, do the time. Don't let the time do you. You got this, bro. I'll see you soon.